This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time. We're doing it every hour from 9 to 4. One Republic, James Arthur, and Fitz in the Tantrums. I couldn't get the clap down. Shoreline on the 26th, Concord on the 27th of this month, and we have tickets to one of those shows all day. We'll take call the number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. I don't know. I'm turned upside down right now. Call us now. If you're calling 97, you get tickets. Do you know which show it's for?
We don't.
Okay, so they just...
Whatever promotions gives them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Shoreline on 8/26, Concord on 8/27. And your next chance coming up at 10.
That same number you're calling now to win those tickets is the number we get texts at all the time.
Yep, all morning.
We love it. Thank you so much. Piles, yet again. By the way, I wanted to update you. So remember when Eddie Ift, our friend, the comedian, came through here with the Bingle Bus?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys followed his tour, but they did pretty well. They made it all the way to Iowa.
Oh, they did make it.
Oh,
is that where things took a turn?
That's where the bus finally crapped out.
Oh, no. So it's just dead.
Last I read, the bus is being put on one of those flatbeds.
Oh, no.
And driven back to L.A.
Really?
Apparently, one of the parts that he'd replaced before they left needed to be replaced again and a second time, so it's something that just goes out on those things.
Oh,
if you've ever had that's not a VW, but if you've ever had one of those things used to go through certain parts, like I just put a new one in.
Well, you should buy three at a time.
That's what they do. They go through those, apparently. So
I'm sorry
it's
to
not,
hear that.
That bus wasn't designed for cross-country travel, so,
no.
You know, I'm sure the maker's like, dude, it's for going down the street.
Right.
From your house in Malibu to the beach in Malibu.
It's for taking the kids to school and back. That's it. It's a bus. Yeah.
Was Iowa his last stop?
No, he was supposed to go to... So one of the last videos was him. I guess the fumes from the outside started coming back in and they were all
That's
getting
so dangerous.
Sick. Yeah, they were getting sick. So they had to stop. The air conditioner broke. Oh. So they couldn't... So they were just too hot. They had to open the windows. They were dying from the fumes. One of the guys is like, looks into the camera and goes, I am catching a plane home. Goodbye.
Oh.
Good day.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
So, and there's Eddie going, wait, but the bus. It's his bus. Anyway, last I read, they're flatbedding it back from LA to LA. And he's already back and in Vegas on... Doing a stand there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking at his Instagram. Yeah, I wish it had gone better. He had such high hopes. Although, when you leave your house 12 hours late because you had to replace a part last minute, I mean, how high can the hopes be?
Right. Mm.
Didn't it break down on its way back from here to San Jose?
Yeah.
Oh, it broke down a lot.
Yeah.
They really did. I call it a success.
Oh.
Because I feel like he should have quit here and said, nope, didn't work out.
It's just not working out. Well, so he's got those dates booked. He was taking the Bingle Bus so he could do his podcast from each of the locations, but he had dates booked.
Yeah.
Poor Eddie.
No,
you can follow him at EDDIEIFFT,
mm-hmm.
right?
And it's the Bingle Bus if you want to hear what we're talking about. You find what we're talking
about. It's like a mobile podcast studio.
It's neat.
It's a great idea.
He's a great guy. I love him.
I agree with you 100%. I'm actually very sorry that that he wasn't able to make all his Bingle Bus dreams come true.
Again, with the text number 800-400-3697, 408 says, I was a jeweler for years. That's totally not how they size a ring.
How do they do it?
Yeah, what? Nothing. This is smiley face. What? Don't smiley emoji
us. Tell us how you do it. I just assumed they melted it down, squished it together. Like,
well, that's,
what do I know?
Right. But as I tried to put it through my head, I was thinking, there must be a whole thing going on because that ring, let's say a ring is worth $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to size the thing. Well, you got to make that look like a $20,000 ring.
Right.
It can't be all
janky.
Can't
have a big weld in the middle of it.
You can't just circle tape around it till you hit that size.
Yeah, I don't know. So tell us.
Yeah, tell us, 408. How is it done then?
Call us.
Yeah, he won't get
the
through.
The lines are totally...
Or she.
Well, call and try and win the tickets, and then if you get through and you happen to know how to size a ring, let us know.
Vin, my ring has a serial number on it, and the jeweler lets me see it with his eyepiece each time I get it cleaned and worked on, so there's no switcheroos.
Oh.
That's good. I'd expect that for sure.
That's interesting.
You know.
Yeah.
Lift your good diamond out of there and put in some piece of, you know what? Mm. What do you know?
You don't, and so it's nice that sounds like a jeweler who's...
Knows his stuff.
Yeah.
My brother chose a ring with the help of his two young sons. They were so excited. He proposed. She accepted. And accepted the ring. Then she told him it wasn't large enough and made him take her back to the jeweler to buy a ring 3 times larger and 4 times more expensive.
Oh, my God.
He married her and is miserable.
Oh.
He lost his entire family because she's obnoxious as hell and keeps expecting everyone to kowtow to that bee.
Wow.
Well, that you guys should have known who she was before the ring even scenario happened.
Maybe she's really nice right up until that point.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, that's, you know what?
People do play a role in their lives.
8-year courtships, 10-year courtships.
True colors bound to come out.
14-year courtships, right, Yuzi?
Right, Finn.
Right.
You're coming up on that, right?
I just passed 8.
So you're ready.
I don't want to read that one. That one says, why does he know so much about rings?
Oh, see?
I told you guys, I looked at rings.
Rings, puppies, and houses.
And then we hit
all about it.
And painting.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
We hit look, I told you guys very honestly, we hit a really bad rough patch there.
Right, but now you're all good. Yeah. Cement that, Bubby.
What?
I went between
puppy and
baby, Bubby.
Not gonna lie, my engagement ring was smaller than I thought it was gonna be, but I kept that to myself and pushed those awful feelings aside and realized how sweet and special it was that my now husband picked it out just for me.
There it is. What are you clicking on over there so hard?
Oh, I'm editing stuff.
Still looking at Myrtle?
No, I'm not. I do this stuff all the time.
I know, but that was like super.
My husband wanted an engagement ring, so I got him one.
Oh. Like a what? Like a, one of those cool pinky rings?
What the hell is a hot dog?
A hot dog. A hot dog.
Raw octopus is so good, says 510. It's not just raw. That was a lie.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's actually in a death struggle. Yeah. There's nothing fun to watch about an animal trying to claw its way out of your mouth.
Yeah, that was pretty gnarly.
That's tough to watch.
Really, really awful.
Despite all of Vinny's grossed out screams, I'm still getting sushi for lunch, says 510. Vinny, go to Mobo Sushi in Santa Cruz. Order the Tropi Maki, the best roll. It's rice, seaweed, barbecue eel, avocado, and macadamia nut.
That sounds delicious.
Sarah just barfed in her mouth.
Is it
you don't
the
want
eel?
That?
No, I don't, it's the eel. I eat everything else.
I swear, hearing this guy sing eel's praises.
People love eel.
I was tripping. He's like, it's the best. First of all, there's entire restaurants in Japan that just do eel.
Mm.
They don't even do the other sushi.
So if you don't like it, learn the name for it in Japanese. Is it unagi? I bet there's
right.
all different kinds, right?
Let me check.
I'm always looking to make sure there's
correct,
no eel in whatever I'm ordering.
650 says, Vinny said she's not even tripping about the lady with 4 legs.
I wonder if she trips more or less than an average person.
925 says, OMG, Vinny, Your "she's so fun" comment has me dying. I'll be laughing all day. Thank you.
She does seem to have a, or had, I mean, she's born in the 1800s. She's dead now. But she had like a great attitude. She's like, you know, she's her own chorus line.
She was wearing a short skirt with pantyhose on all her feet.
She's embraced it. I guess if you've got four legs, you either totally embrace it and just, you know, get out there and kick the world's ass, or you hide away in your room.
Yeah.
Vinny, check out American Bulldogs. They are so loyal and just great dogs. This is my girl, Baya? Baya.
I do like American Bulldogs. I think they're...
Or B? How's it spelled?
B-E-Y-A.
Oh.
Baya.
Baya?
I would say Baya.
Really cute. Yeah.
They're great. I love the look of those dogs.
Mm-hmm. American Bulldogs.
Yeah. Is it white?
It's multicolored.
Oh.
What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of a boxer. That's not a boxer, is it?
No.
What's an American Bulldog?
It actually looks like a boxer, but its nose is longer. It almost has like a kind of a, I don't know.
How do you know about it?
Because I know someone who had one.
What?
And they, it was a white one, though. It had like a blue eye. And a...
Yeah, that's
so
cute.
Oh, no, that's not at all what I'm picturing. Mine was something else, then. That looks like a big, fat bulldog.
Yeah. God, they look strong.
Yeah. It does. It looks like a bull.
Here's a white one.
Oh, they look like pit bulls.
Oh, that looks way more like it. Yeah, it has kind of a pit bull face. Not the big round Roman nose.
I know that's not the term that people use. Right. A Staffordshire
Terrier or something.
Right. Okay, well.
No, that has way more of a bulldog face than the one I'm thinking
of. Brie just keeps pulling up pictures trying to get the
has
thumbs
a longer.
Up.
Well, the one I knew had a longer nose. That looks like a bulldog. Or I'm sorry, it looks like a boxer. You know what I mean?
I'm confused.
I do.
I don't. Boxers I can't even begin to tell you face. How much work huskies are. They climb. They dig. They chew. They are escape artists and need to run. I rescued two Alaskan huskies 9 years ago. And they still haven't slowed down. And I have trained dogs since I was a kid. 60 now, and no more huskies. Yeah, that's
and
a bummer.
And people are adopting them and
well, that's so
demand.
If people are getting these huskies, they don't know how much work a dog is, just a normal dog. And then you get a dog that's an athlete or that's strong-willed, and now you've got a whole new problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's full-time.
Yeah.
And you get off work, and you're like... Dude,
I hope my house isn't destroyed when I get home.
I just want to sit down, and you know you've got to run that dog or you're
in for it.
Right. Huskies are high energy, and that's probably the biggest reason people turn them in quickly to the pound.
Aww.
Know the breed you are getting.
Yeah, just don't. I mean, I think that getting any new member of your family, you should really... do research and really think about it and think about how it's going to impact your life. I mean, you know, if you run out and get
you got to read about the brand for right. sure. I've been reading about all the brands.
You mean the breed?
Yeah, whatever.
He likes to say the brand. It's cute.
I look them up and then read about them and you will
What's
see.
What's the one? What
well,
are you thinking?
I don't know, but you'll see that some will say this dog will dig in your yard. They were bred to find foxes or I don't know, whatever. And
right.
that's so they're telling you right there, if you've got a yard, you can just kiss it goodbye.
You don't want a digger.
And the other one of them, and they're saying this about huskies too, escape artist. Dude, I feed you. I clothe you.
Where are you going?
I love you. Where do you think you're going to go? And if I'm not going to chase you every time you decide to go on a jailbreak.
Mm. You're hurting my feelings.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have time for that. So you need to know your brand.
We were getting a lot of pressure from the kids before we got cats to get a dog. And we did a bunch of research. And the one I wanted was the Schipperke.
What's that?
It's a small-sized dog. It's pretty furry. Doesn't have a dog smell. It's supposed to be really trainable and easy. They're small. But that was, I said, well.
The Schipperke.
Schipperke.
I'll look that guy up today.
S-C-H-S-K.
You got a picture of the Schipperke?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh,
the Schipperke.
Wow,
weird looking.
Yeah,
they're weird. They are weird looking.
He's
but
fluffy.
Yeah,
but that's small, huh?
It's pretty. It's bigger than. It's like bigger than a Jack Russell Terrier, smaller than like a full size Beagle.
Jack Russell's another one that
high energy
because they are on TV a lot, and people who put work into them make them look so fun. People get them and then go. This guy never gives up.
He's a terror.
Yeah.
Buying Q-tips is an act of service. One of the five love languages. It's how Yuzette feels love. And Johnny V understands this and shows her love this way.
That's so sweet.
Aw,
says 831. So it is romantic.
Yeah.
Vinny, you loser.
The five ways of showing love. What are the five ways of showing love? Or what did you say? The five love languages?
Yes.
I want to know what those are.
Well, it's somewhere down there. Someone had listed all five. Probably the same person that wrote that.
Brynn is just...
I guess there's a book.
Putting up picture after picture of
puppies. Oh, look how cute those guys. I'll take both of them.
Your heart.
Are those American Bulldogs?
Yeah, these are baby American Bulldogs.
Those are
puppies.
So goddamn cute.
Look at these, Vin. Boom.
Oh,
what are those guys?
Huskies.
You know, one of our listeners was just babysitting some rescue heelers.
Heelers?
They're Australian shepherd. They're Australian heelers.
As in they heal?
No.
Make the sheep heal?
They're known to nip at the sheep's heels to get them to get in line. Heelers.
Oh. You want to know the five love languages?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's different side by side, but it seems like their physical touch, act of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and words of affirmation.
That's it. 510 says the same thing. Love languages. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, physical touch. There's the five.
That's sweet.
I agree with the ladies. Don't buy me stuff. Do things for me. So, so appreciated.
Yeah.
You guys, I totally agree with Yuzette and Sarah. The most romantic thing are the little day-to-day gestures.
The noticing of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. 408. I agree with Yuzi and Sarah. A man notices all the little details and pays attention to what you like and need is awesomely romantic. Oh, big surprise. You girls agree with Sarah and Yuzette. Wow, we're shocked.
You know, we're super agreeable.
I fell off my chair. That's loving. It's not romantic.
Yeah.
I guess there's a whole book on the five love languages.
Mm. Acts of service. That's really sweet.
Yeah, I like it.
He's in service to you.
Yeah, I married that guy, says 925. Horrible in bed.
Oh, brr! Jesus.
Angry face.
Are you still married
emoji.
To him?
Emoji. Yeah.
God. Oh.
Looks like it.
Sucks for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you married him. I mean, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
And I bet even the guy's like, dude, if you don't want to do me, you should have said that before we got married. Sorry, I still want you to do me.
Mm-hmm. You are my sex
life. Yeah, you're the person. You said yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm bad in bed.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Now lay down, shut up.
I'll tell you what. Well, here's another thing. Speak up. Help the guy out. Mm. Tell him what you want.
Maybe he's too fast or has trouble with, you know, performance.
Well, then tell him to do that himself before your appointment.
Take care of that.
You know, there's
still
that's
have some
in.
Calluses
there's some,
on that thing.
It's in There's Something About Mary. It's in there. Mm. It's part of that movie. Yes. They say you gotta, you know,
they lay it right out.
What do they say? Is it Flog the Dolphin?
Oh, I don't know.
It's something weird like that. But their point is, you know, take the edge off that thing.
Hair gel?
Well, that's a scene a little farther or a little before that, but that's where that scene ends up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the hair gel gets there.
Yep.
He was.
Yep, we know we got it.
I dated an ugly, doughy guy in high school so I could drive his Corvette. LOL. OFOC.
Oh, funny. A car will get you. Yep.
Yep. 415 says, I've been a listener since 97. How is it there are still stories Sarah hasn't shared? No teeth?
I feel like I talked about that guy before.
Love you all. I don't remember the no teeth guy. That is a new one to me. And I'm waiting right now for someone, for Marianne to go, that's my story.
No.
I'm the one that dated the guy with no teeth.
No. Please, she'd never lower herself to that. You know what? I have talked about him, but he's the one with the enormous area that was almost completely non-functional. I've told you about him before.
Oh, the no teeth guy had a giant one that didn't work.
I mean, you could get it to work, but it was...
What do you mean?
So much trouble.
I don't know what you mean.
It was difficult. He was difficult. And no teeth did not help his cause.
Well, are you saying that you just taking your clothes off didn't make it, you know, go right up? That you had to put in a little effort?
No, it was more than just that. It was like failing. You'd have to like start over.
Oh, right,
basically.
In the middle?
Yeah. It was.
It'd just go out on you?
On him. It wouldn't go out on me.
Well, I mean, he was using it with you, right?
Yeah. I was already like, I think we only did it the one time. Like, we saw each other for a while, and then when it came time for the performance, it just did not work out. Hey, look at the time.
I don't know. If it's, is it time?
It is.
I have
we've
so
just
many
been
more.
Having so much
I
fun.
Know. We've been late all morning. Blah, 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 blah. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hope that the rest of your Wednesday is as fun as the beginning of our Wednesday was. What's happening to with your hair, Yuzi?
Yeah, what's going on? There's a hair thing and there's also a shirt thing.
I got to get my hair dyed this Saturday and it's just really bothering me because all my grays are showing.
Is that why you're pushing your hair forward? To cover the gray?
I don't see any gray. Pull it back. No, you're fine.
Oh, there is a lot of gray.
Oh, is there? I can't see it at all.
Her sideburns are white.
They are. Don't look at me. I almost wear a hat today.
She's got a ponytail on top of her head, and she's pulling the tresses of the ponytail
I didn't
forward.
Even realize I was doing that. I was actually just fluffing out my bangs.
Well, it's funny because I kept looking over at you with your headphones on, and all this these like hanks of hair on the sides of your face.
I was like, what's going on? Like a dog.
You got the kernel color going.
It's horrible. And then you have like a built-in choker in your shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
I tried to box dye it the other day, and girl, it did not take.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because my guy was busy, and so I'm going to go see him Saturday at 7.
You're going to go the rest of the week with this covering job?
Yeah.
Well,
tomorrow's Thursday, so I could probably get away with a hat tomorrow. And then Friday I'll be out. Oh, well, it's tomorrow. I was totally going to wear a hat today. Oh,
she was saving that for later in the week.
As
things get worse. Well, I hope you have a great hump day too, Lizette.
I'm going to go hide.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening today. And don't forget that there's way more chances to win those One Republic tickets. Your next one coming up in just a couple minutes, just after 10 o'clock. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Oh, and Big Brother's on tonight.
Yay!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.